Morning Watch, Colossians Week 3, Christ, the Mystery of God and the Body of All the Shadows. Saturday, Colossians 2:16-17. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking or in respect of a feast or of a new moon or of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. Related verses, John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst. 1 Corinthians 5:7-8. Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened, for our Passover Christ also has been sacrificed. So then let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:10-13-18. To walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing by the full knowledge of God, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 2:16, footnote 1, in, or in food and in drink. Food and drink signify satisfaction and strengthening. Colossians 2:16, footnote 2, feast, referring to the annual Jewish festivals, which signify joy and enjoyment. Colossians 2:16, footnote 3, new, signifying a new beginning with light in the darkness. Colossians 2:16, footnote 4, Sabbath, signifying completion and rest. Feasts are yearly, new moons monthly, Sabbaths weekly, and eating and drinking daily. Daily we eat and drink Christ. Weekly we have completion and rest in him. Monthly we experience a new beginning in him. And throughout the year, he is our joy and enjoyment. Therefore, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, Christ is to us the reality of every positive thing, implying the universal extensiveness of the all-inclusive Christ. Colossians 2:17, footnote 1, shadow. All the aforementioned items of the ceremonial law are a shadow of the spiritual things in Christ, which are the things to come. But the body belongs to Christ and is Christ. Colossians 2:17, footnote 2, body. As with a man's physical body, the body here is the substance. And like the shadow of a man's body, the rituals in the law are a shadow of the real things in the gospel. Colossians 2:17, footnote 3, Christ. Christ is the reality of the gospel. All the good things in the gospel belong to him and are him. This book unveils such an all-inclusive Christ as the focus of God's economy. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Many things in our environment of daily living are also shadows of Christ. For example, the food we eat is a shadow, not the real food. The real food is Christ. Christ is also the real drink. The clothing we wear to cover us, to beautify us, and to keep us warm is also a shadow of Christ. Christ is the one who truly covers our nakedness, who keeps us warm, and who imparts beauty to us. Christ is also our true dwelling place and real rest. The houses in which we live are a shadow of Christ as our dwelling place. The rest we enjoy at night is also a figure of Christ as our rest. Even the satisfaction we enjoy after a good meal is not the real satisfaction, but a shadow of Christ as the reality of satisfaction, He is the real food, drink, completion, rest, new moon, and feast. In chapter 1, Paul shows us that Christ is the portion of the saints, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the body, the firstborn from among the dead, the one in whom all the fullness is pleased to dwell, and our indwelling hope of glory. In chapter 2, he goes on to say that Christ is the mystery of God and the one in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. After all this, Paul comes to our practical living, which involves daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly matters. The reality of all these daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly things is Christ. In verse 17, Paul says that Christ is the body of all the shadows. This means that he is the reality of our food and drink, of our completion and rest, of our new beginning with light and darkness, and of our enjoyment and joy. Every day, week, month, and year, we need Christ. All the positive things in our daily life, weekly life, monthly life, and yearly life must be Christ. Christ must become everything to us, not merely in a doctrinal way, but in the way of experience. I can testify that Christ is my completion, my rest, my new beginning, my enjoyment, my joy, my food, my drink, and my satisfaction. Although Christ is universally vast, he is also all the detailed aspects of our practical daily living. Day by day, he is our breath and everything to us.